VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the district attorney in Manhattan, New York, has reportedly sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Now, according to a source, Vance is seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for the president and the Trump Organization.
AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Iran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Moscow court sentenced Russian actor Pavel Ustinov to 3.5 years in prison Monday for injuring a Russian National Guardsman during a peaceful protest held earlier this year. That sentence was the latest in a series of fast-track punishments widely viewed as a government effort to intimidate growing unrest in the capital amid a charged election season. Prosecutors say the 23-year-old dislocated the shoulder of a National Guardsman in riot gear in August. This is VOA News. A voice purportedly that of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is heard on a more than 30-minute audio telling supporters that the U.S. is now drowning in the quagmire of Iraq and Afghanistan, adding that Washington is powerless to help its allies in the region and around the world. Supporters of Islamic State are rejoicing at what it appears to be. A U.S. official said analysts are reviewing the speech, which was issued by IS's Al-Furqan Media Division Monday. If confirmed, it would be the first message from the 48-year-old Baghdadi since April, when the self-declared caliphate appeared in an 18-minute-long video urging followers to seek revenge of the collapse of the group's caliphate in Syria and Iraq. North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in weeks. VOA's Jeff Custer.
North Korea says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements regarding sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Chinese-American couple has been arrested and charged with stealing scientific trade secrets from a children's hospital in the state of Ohio in the latest federal prosecution aimed at clamping down on China's alleged theft of American intellectual property. 49-year-old Yu Zhao and 46-year-old Li Chen worked in separate labs at the nationwide children's hospital in Columbus for 10 years, stealing proprietary research for use in personal business ventures, law enforcement officials said on Monday. The indictment alleges that the couple founded a company in China in 2015 without the hospital's knowledge or authorization, marketing products related to exosome isolation. 2 years later, Zhao helped found an American biotechnology company advertising products, including a kit developed by with a trade secret, and shortly before resigning from the hospital, Zhu allegedly announced in a press release his new company's plans to distribute proprietary isolation systems. NATO's military mission in Afghanistan announced Monday the death of another American soldier in action, which brings to 17 the number of U.S. military personnel killed in the country so far this year. The Resolute Support Statement did not give additional details about how the fatality took place. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.